Today's daf from Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Pei Aleph. And we're holding right at the Eilek Mishnah on the first line. Katav l'gareshet ishto. If he had it yet written to divorce his wife, but he never gave it, the deem lach, and he changed his mind, nonetheless, Beit Shammai omrim paslam anakuna, his wife becomes asura. The Beit Shammai is very machmir. This is sort of like the getter that we had before of Reach HaGet. We're there, there's a remez. Some say this, even this is a Reach HaGet. Others only just a chumra like Abba Yuchsin. Because Reach HaGet is remez in the Torah. And that, of course, is a specific case where he writes a get, but he says, Einat muteret lechol adam. So then we bring it right from the Pasuk, Isha grushal Isha. So as if there's such a thing. But in any event, Beit Shammai is very machmir. He says, look, already people will say he wrote the get. And we'll see exactly in the Gemara whether it's an assumption that he gave the get. And apparently, it is dependent, as we'll see, in detailed analysis of how we understand the Machlokas later on. Beit Hillel Omri, on the contrary, even if he had given her the get, but the get had been given on condition, and the condition was never fulfilled, so that's not a get. What's the difference? Even if he handed her the get, it's the opposite extreme, right? So Beit Hillel Omri Mafa Pishanatunola al Tanai, Rona Sa Tanai Lo Paslam Anakuna, which is amazing. Sholach Leit, Rav Yosef, the Rav, the Rav Menashe Midvil, the Shmuel. Yalamdenu Rabbeinu, we would like to know. well. We would like to know what the din is about a case where a funny boy comes in all the way from New York. Two survivors in one day return. The returnees. If I would have known that you were planning on coming, I would have woken you up in time to come on time. I had mercy on you. I knew you were tired. No mercy. Not fair. Okay. So what would be the din? We have a case where Yatsa Alav Kol. There was a rumor going around that Ish Poloni Kohen Katav Get Lishta. It's a very strange rumor, because the rumor includes the word only that he wrote a get to his wife. And writing a get to his wife doesn't mean he delivered a get to his wife, right? At least you would think so. So he wrote a get to his wife, and here she is, Yoshevet Tachtav Umeshamashto. And she's sitting there as if nothing happened. A chutzpah, a kohen writes, I don't know, writes a get to his wife. So what, they're assuming halacha is like Beit Shammai, or maybe they refer without carefully distinguishing between writing, and it's just sort of an expression. Oh, he wrote a wife to a get to his wife, meaning he gave her a get, you know? Not clear. So what would be the din? I mean, since people are talking about it, mahu. Sholach lei, so Shmuel wrote back to him, look, she'd have to get divorced, they'd say, because of this cold, but I'm not sure yet. Sort of bedika. I'm going to have to look into this a little more. Don't act upon it yet. So what exactly needs to be found out? We say sort of bedika means we need to do an investigation. So is the question whether, ilema, whether we're mevato kolo or lo mevatlina, there's a difference in opinion about whether we can be mevatel a kol even with Aiden. So in other words, once people are talking about a thing that would answer something on someone, so would we go ahead and say, well, we have witnesses and, you know, forget it, we're going to be mevatel a kol or not? The fact is that the city of Nahardo was exactly where Shmuel was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he was issuing the Piskei Halachot. And this is Shmuel who's talking here, and we know for a fact that the standard in Narda was that the Dayanim would not be Mevatel Akol. And the reason they wouldn't be Mevatel Akol is because of these wonderful people who, whenever Bezdin attempts to find out what's true, they will automatically say, yeah, of course, the rabbis are always backing the rabbis, you know. So because of that, they're making pretend, no, he didn't go out and have sex with that woman, chas v'shalom. But they're just covering up, you know. So because of that, they wouldn't be mevatel hakol, because they're always chashish for cover-up tainus. Thank you. So in Nardo, which was Shmuel's place, they were not mevatel hakol. But Shmuel's saying, we need to look into this. He's already looked into it, obviously. So that can't be the question. Ella, perhaps the question is, whether in the location that this rumor was going about, whether people would call the giving of a get writing a get. Sometimes there's like an expression, oh, he wrote a get to his wife. You know, and that's the way that they say it. Since the big thing about the get is, you know, you got to call the sofer and the edim and this, and they talk about the writing because that makes the impression. But it's actually the giving.
There was a that came up earlier when we were talking about if it's implied that if one says to write, then it's implied that it's also to give.
Right, but here the question is when they said he wrote, that, those were specific places where we have grounds to say he meant he wants taken care of. That wouldn't be nogea. The expression is different. So let's say that's what he needed to look into. So you're telling me that, what, if he would have discovered, Shmuel, that yes, indeed, there are people who call writing a get, giving a get, writing a get. I mean, that doesn't mean that they wouldn't call writing a get, right? I mean, so what does that prove? So, v'chikarlin etinak tiva, what, that means l'ktiva gufa, they won't call it a ktiva, it would still be called a ktiva. So what are you going to go because of this chashash? I mean, maybe they're the people that called it. I mean, isn't that weird? No, it's true. Because if Shmuel had discovered that indeed people do talk that way, then maybe what was meant over here was Natan Ka'amrin. So because of that chashash, now of course the Mefarshim explained that this is a specific case. Obviously it's not that because somebody said this would be chashash. It's because of the way that the rumor is going about. In other words, assuming that the meaning of that Yosheva Tachtavu Mishamashto is part of the rumor, which is only reasonable, that's how most of the Achronim learn, then why is it interesting to say that so-and-so wrote a get to his wife and she's there living with him? I mean, like, what could be more standard than that? It's everybody's business if people are having marital problems. They were considering divorce, that they didn't get divorced. Well, it's ridiculous. There seems to be a scandalous tone over here. So because of the scandalous tone, the mashma'ut is that indeed, if it's possible that the word ketiva meant netina, then that would explain the scandalous tone. I mean, after all, he's a kohen, he's also an grusha. So if he changes his mind, it's too late. You know, so that's why people are scandaled here. So therefore, we would be chashish. But wait a minute. You're saying, and therefore Shmuel said, let them get divorced. I thought Amr of Ashi call the button is soon lo chashinale. We never divorce on the basis of a call if a call comes out after the marriage is already there. So then that's not enough to be motzi. You're right. The question that Rabbi Yosef was asking is whether in the event that subsequently she married someone else who was a kohen. That was the question. So is she Yotze from the second one where the rumor was already present before the marriage? That's what they were talking about. You know, my Tetzei Nami. It means here Tetzei Bisheni. But wait, in this case, because we're dealing with a Kohen, if you will be Motzi from the second one, then people will say, uh-huh. So then that means she had been living in sin with the first one. Because the get must be a get that he gave her before. And then all the children that they had are chalalim. And therefore, you should not be motzi in a case where it's motzi laz. So here you have to be chayshish. You cannot have motzi laz. Abba nafsho rishon. No, says the Gemara. Because the fact is that people see we refuse to act with the rumors in the first one. And we only issued a psak for the second one. So, given the mishenil the mafkinala, umirishon lo mafkinala, people will scratch their head and say, what's going on? And they'll figure that, Atila Meimar, you know what? He probably had only written this get, and he delivered it only before he died. Because obviously he died, because otherwise he couldn't have gotten married to the second one, who was the Kohen. So she was, otherwise she would vada be a divorcee, right? Oh my rabba, rabba,
chana. But there's no...
No what?
If he delivered the get,
mm-hmm.
she's still divorced. How can she marry a Kohen?
Exactly. That's why we insisted that she has to get divorced with the second Kohen.
Right.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah. Omer Rabba Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Take a look at, I mean, it's just amazing how things have changed. You know, it used to be once upon a time, the idea that people would try to be machmer on the inyanim of their yichus. So, Re'im Borei, look at Dorot HaRishonim, Dorot HaAchronim. The Dorot HaRishonim, he started off, yet even the sheet of Beit Shammai, the mere writing of a get, inappropriate. No Kohen's going to get married to a woman where they even wrote a get. Ah, I don't know, it's to me, it's something smells bad. It's called the Reach HaGet in cases of Reach HaGet. And that's, I'm referring to Beit Shammai. The Dorot HaAchronim, you want to know how little they care? Take a look at Rabbi Doza's brilliant son. The Tanya, a Shvuya, who is a Bas Kohen, is allowed to continue to eat Truma. Divrei Rabbi Doza. Even though normally Shvuya rechoshes that the captors had sex with the person, and then that would mean that they passed her for Truma, this Goyim. Omer Rabbi Doza, so what did this little Arab do? So he felt her up a bit. Big deal. Masal Aravisa, Mipdeshim Yechla Ben Tadea. So he gets his hands there over her breasts. Who cares? Baslamina. This is the exact opposite. You understand? Like, one is like, what? They wrote a get? That's for sure. No, she's sitting there with the Arab feeling her up. Nah, it doesn't matter. It's like amazing distinction. Right? So that's the Yiridat HaDorot. The desire to participate in mitzvot between the Dorot HaRishonim and the Achronim. Dorot HaRishonim, Dorot HaAchronim. Dorot HaRishonim, Bedavka brought their perot in from the field, their traxamon. So they brought it in through the main gate into the house. And that way it become chayav and maaser right away, even by Achilat Arayim. Whereas the Dorot HaAchronim tried to figure out any possible way they could make sure that they wouldn't have to take off Meiser. So, you know, so, yeah. So they put a pulley system on the roof, dragged it up to the roof, pulled it down through the chimney, whatever, as long as it wouldn't be higher. So they were Makhmisim, Perotihem, Derech Gagot, Derech Kachfifot, Kedei Lepatron Min HaMeiser. The Omer of Yana Yena Teva Mitchayev Maaser, Ad Sheyireh Pnei HaBayit, Shem Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayit. Buy it. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu Chatzer Kovat. Once it gets into the Chatzer, it's already Chayev and Meiser, even the Gabi Achilat Arai. Sheneemar V'achlu B'sha'arecha. That includes all Shanim, even of a Chatzer. V'saveyu. Zork Terehele Kamishnah HaMegareshet Ishto. Finally, we get to the sugya that we've had so many times before. So someone is Megaresh, his wife, and is seen to have taken a hotel room, horrors, in the same pundiki. So Beit Shammai says, so what? Ena tzichay mena get sheni. You don't need a second get. We don't assume that this guy was Rima Kaddish's ex-wife. And Beit Hillel omrim tzichay mena get sheni. When do we say this? Ema taibis manchinit garsham mena desuim. When is Beit Hillel assume that because they were together in the hotel, they must have slept together? That's only where they had long been married. But he's motive b'shenit garsham in a erusin. If they never went to the chuppah, they don't have that type of familiarity with each other, that just because they're in the same hotel, we have to assume that they are sleeping with each other. And over there, he's not that comfortable with her to have actually had relations with her. And here, of course, we will review the sugi we had so many times before about what are we talking about the hotel. Do we mean that this is just sort of a euphemism and that Beis Hillel would only say Tzrichim and Get Sheni if we know for a fact that they had slept together. So the only question was whether he meant to be Mekadosh or not. And maybe that's the Machlokes. Omer Rabbah Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, indeed the Machlokes is B'Shra'u Hasheni V'Allah. Because Beit Shammai holds, so it's a big deal. So if he doesn't say, Hareat Mekudeshet Li, we would think that he's thinking, you know, well, I don't really want to be a bad boy, you know, so she should be my wife. I mean, so you're a bad boy for a night. What's the end of the world? But it doesn't mean you were Mekadosh, or you didn't say anything.
Go to confession in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think nowadays you can go in advance. Seriously. No, it's true. Yeah, you pay for dispensations.
It's a good idea.
Well, that takes money. No, but seriously.
You're the one that the rabbi who switched the priest?
What?
The rabbi who switched the priest for a day. He said, "So you'll hear any confessions. I need to go away for a day." The guy says, "I did this and this." He said, "We're having a special day. 3 for a quarter. Don't do another one."
Go do another one.
I'm a rabbi, Barbara. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So the Machlokes is only B'Shra'u Hashenivala. So over there, Beit Shammai says, even so, why should we assume that he was Mekadosh again? Adamo Sebi Ilato Bilat Znut. Unless we heard B'Feirish that he says Arei Mekudeshetli, then we can assume that this was just for fun. Ubeit Yila Savre, En Adamo Sebi Ilato Bilat Znut. But, I mean, if we haven't even seen Milora Uash Nivala, nobody would say that you need a Get Sheni, even Beit Hillel. That's not. And remember, by the way, Tosfos that we spoke about yesterday, that brings Yerushalmi, that actually Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are going with Shitatam and all this, because according to Beit Shammai, he would only be Megarish a woman if he found a Dvar Erva, Kimatzaba Erva Davar, right? So, he's really, really turned off to her. She's been hanging around with his friends and so on. He doesn't want her. Therefore, we don't have to be chayish. But according to Beit Hillel, that you divorce a woman even if she makes the coffee bed, so then, okay, so today he doesn't care about the coffee. So why wouldn't he take her back? But lo ro'esh nivla ben bechlal, why should we assume that she was nivla? Hakol modim ein atzicha min haget sheni. Now, the question is, that the Mishnah, which says "Modim Mishnit Garshim and Eretz and Shein Etzicha Mena Get Sheni," Shein Libo Gaspa, is ridiculous with this explanation. What do you mean? If it's talking about, we know that they had relations. So what are you telling me? But if they never had really been married, they were only engaged Eretzin to be married, then we don't have to be chayshish. Don't have to be chayshish. What you saw? I didn't say you don't have to be chayshish. It's ridiculous. Mali min Eretzim, Mali min Nesuin. If we're talking about B'Shra'u Nivala, who cares how comfortable he is? He managed to work it out. Ela Masnisin, B'Shalona Hashem Nivala. Obviously, the Mishnah is not going according to this approach of Rabbi Yochanan. For sure. It couldn't be talking about, it must be talking about, we just saw them take the same hotel room, where we'll see Eda Yichud. Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with the Mishnah. And he is following the Tana of the Braita. So Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Gei Tana de Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Lo Nechlaku Beit Shammai O Beit Hillel Asher Lo Ra'u Asher Nivala. Exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. In a case where nobody had seen that they actually slept together, of course, Ein Atzricha Emena Get Sheni Amar Nechlaku Asher Ra'u Asher Nivala She Beit Shammai Omrim Adam Oseh Bilato Bilat Znut U Beit Hillel Omrim Ein Adam Oseh Bilato Bilat Znut. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan indeed is going against the Mishnah. And, okay, so now I understand in the Braita what they're arguing about, because Rabbi Yochanan explained it. And the Braita here explains it himself. Adam Oseh Bilat Znut or not. But according to the Mishnah, where we're talking about, Ukimna below Ra'u Asher Nivala, what is the Machlokes Beit Shammai Beit Hillel in the Mishnah? But my plea. You're right. Obviously, we're missing a little point over here. It's not just we saw them go into the Hilton together. We actually saw them take the same room, and we have Adam that they were in that room together. So that we have Eda Yichud. It's not just that we have grounds for suspicion. So nobody saw what they did in that room, but we know that they were alone in that room. So Beit Shammai Savri Lo Amrinan Hein Eidei Yichud Hein Hein Eidei Via ubetilat sefer yamrinan hein hein edei yichud vehein hein edei bi'ah. So therefore, in this extension, the way the Mishnah learns it, which Rabbi Yochanan doesn't buy into, for all intents and purposes, we did see them together. But that would still allow us to understand the mode in Bishnit Garshim in Aresin, She'ena Tzrichem and Aget Cheney, because since we didn't see them actually together, so Kivan De'en Libo Gaspa, the fact that they took the same room to get a double bed instead of, you know, having to pay for two separate rooms does not mean that they slept together. Why? Because in Libo Gaspa, we don't say that they, wait, I don't understand. You're coming out that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with the Mishnah. I mean, I thought like that's the whole big cloud that we have about Rabbi Yochanan. Halachic is Stam Mishnah. This Mishnah is Stam. Doesn't say anybody Shita. So now he's turning his back on his Stam Mishnah and he's passing like a Braita. That like runs against the whole sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. To Miyom Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi. We are Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachic is Stam Mishnah. And you just showed us that the Mishnah cannot possibly be understood the way the Braita is, because otherwise it wouldn't make a difference if she was Mina Eretz and Mina Nisuin. And we just proved that it has to be B'shalora U'a Shenivala. Yes, but as you know, there are two very fundamentally different Shitot in Rabbi Yochanan's Shita of Psak. We've seen many times that there is a Shita of the Amoraim in Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan did no longer follow the Stam Mishnah. And that's going according to the way we just explained it, is the Machlokas of Amoraim in Rabbi Yochanan, in which, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan does not pass him like a Stam Mishnah. This is why we were quoting, it's true, we're quoting specifically Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, but Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Shita in Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't go like a Stam Mishnah.
Is this the same thing as Get Yashan?
No. A Get Yashan is when the get was delivered after they had been together. Here, the get was delivered before. Here, the chashash is because of a new kiddush. And a get yashan, the chashash is that he might have impregnated her, and then the children will be looked at as being born out of wedlock, which is unpleasant for them. It's not, I mean, it's not like things are terrible, but it's a pagam. So because of that, we don't want you using that get. It's a whole different issue. Zok to Halakha Mishnah. And before, you know what, maybe our president will even walk in if we have an introduction before. So then we might get in even as Zok to Halakha Mishnah, a professional Zok to Halakha Mishnah. Yes, indeed. Yes, he has been very good. So before we talk about this, with due respect to our local Kohanim, of course, the Staff Yomi has got an overabundance of Kohanim. So we have to recognize that Kohanim are a little bit hot under the collar. Meaning they're easily angered. You know, if you don't start the review in time, they make a demonstration. You know, it's all kinds of stuff.
A coiled spring, right?
Yeah, coiled spring. So, you know, it's very easy for them to get angry. And, okay, I've had it. This is the third day in a row you've messed up the coffee. We're finished. You know, and he throws her a get. So in order to make things a little bit tougher for Kohanim, so we made a takuna called, I mean, it sounds almost like a joke. You ever see the way the Europeans and Israelis do the notarizations? Mm. You know, you spend so much time putting the ribbons and pulling the sealing wax and so on. By the time you finished an hour worth, which you're charging $500, so many ribbons, right? So basically, by that time, if the people are still willing to go through with that document, it's got to be real. You know? So, fine. So we did the same thing. We made an insane kind of complicated get that sounds almost like a joke in order to give Kohanim time to cool off. And we make them use this kind of get.
Okay. Cool off. Maybe so this they'll change their mind.
Yeah, because a Kohen who gives a get can't take her back. Right. A normal person, fine, you know. But what's Kohen going to do? He gave the get. It's too late. So therefore, we created something called a get mikushar. And what is a get mikushar? You write one line, you leave the next line blank, and you write the next line, you leave the next line blank, and so on. Then, or you could write two lines, three lines, and leave lines blank the same size, whatever.
Then as long as it's symmetrical.
Yeah, no, it doesn't even have to be symmetrical. And then you bend over the full written line over the blank line. And then you sew it. Right? And then an aide has to sign on the fold. Right? So by the time you finish the get, it looks like a fan. And every fold, yeah, and this is to cool off with, which is why we do it this way. And every fold has got to have a witness on the fold.
This is still real?
No, but it was. So every fold has got, it's very complicated to create so many halacha shailas that it ends up not being worthwhile for people who aren't getting it. So by the end, you've got a fan, and you've got someone's John Hancock on every fan, right, on every fold of the fan. Now, if one fold of that fan doesn't have a signature, then it's a bald fan. It's a get kereach, because it's missing that John Hancock. And therefore, it's possible, even if it's got 100 witnesses on it, but there's 101st fold that they forgot to sign on, not a kosher get. So suppose a Kohen, a guy was Kansa, a Kohen give... Oh, yes, I'm sorry. So now we are ready.
Hello.
It worked. Ta-da.
Help the Helika Mishnah.
It was kind of waiting for. Yeah. Kansa beget kereya. So now the person who had been previously married to her had written her a get kereya, given her the get, and now she goes marrying someone based on this get. The get was possible. And teitzei mizeh umizeh. Now we're going all the way back to the Mishnayot that we had, two Mishnayot before this one, the third one before. We had the list of teitzei mizeh umizeh v'kol adrochim ha'eluma. And Tosfos says, well, wait a minute. What did we interrupt for? We were doing very well. We could have just had, this is another case of teitzei mizeh umizeh. And then, so Tosfos answers that because we started off with the description in the Mishnah of Katav Sofer Get, and then we had the Shailas of what we already talked about the next Mishnah, which is Katav Legarech, not giving it, because we're just talking about the Ketivas. And then we get back now to the original stream of thought, which was the din of Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh V'kol Adrochim Ha'eluba. Now, speaking of a Get Kereach, you can be mashlim anybody on that kereach. So, kol mashlim mimalav. So, mashlim mimalav means if you've got an empty space there with one of your folds, you don't need a aid kasher to sign on it. Anybody can sign on it. Because since this whole halacha is only to keep the kohanim from acting too hastily, and we make it almost impossible for him to do this rapidly. It was going to take days to get this whole thing done. So, Mamela, it's just halacha of having a chatima. So get somebody to sign on it before it's given, and you can even use an aid posel, because what's the problem? That there's one aid posel. We see that there's plenty of aidim that are signed. The reason that we posel...
Get your cottage cheese.
Yeah, you came back just in time.
Could I?
No, you have that what me worry look, and that's a very dangerous look. Wait, I thought we were learning about how it is to be miskaber like Aaron HaKohen and to find the redeeming points of each man's soul.
Oh, yeah, okay.
With cottage cheese.
Yeah. Irredeemable. I'm here, sorry.
Can I?
Are they coming right? Yeah, that's right. If you ask, you can't do it. And there's only fresh cottage cheese there. It's my fresh cottage cheese. No! That's my breakfast.
You already asked?
Nah!
No.
You're stealing my fresh cottage cheese.
I would think that.
Better hurry. Oh,
no.
Don't let anybody see you. No!
See no evil, hear no evil.
I think we're going to have to lock the door. I think.
I know, but yeah.
You'll have to curb your desires.
Yeah, it was very fascinating. Thank you. Okay. Seinfeld lives. So you can use anybody to sign on it because it's really just a way of cooling the Kohen off. Divrei Ben Anas. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can't use anybody. You can only use relatives that are possible. You can't use any other psulim. So these relatives have to be ru'uyim la'id b'makom acher. They have to be suitable for testimony in other locations. That is where it wouldn't be related to them. And we'll see why this is Rabbi Akiva's psak. And what do we mean by a get kereach? A get kereach means we have more folds than signatures. That's what it means. So kol shekesharav meruba mi'edav. My time.
Every fold.
Every fold.
You can't.
What do you mean? Nobody signed. So my time to get kereach. Nobody signed the back of the fold. So what is the reason that we said that what's wrong if you just have two witnesses like a regular get? Because we have a gezerah mishum kulchem. Remember, since you're supposed to have a signature on the back of everyone, we're afraid that the husband had actually been mazmin 12 adim, let's say, for 12 folds, and only 11 showed up. And if he had said the word, I need all of you, then we're in big trouble, because all of you means all of you are nothing. And therefore, none of these signatures are good, and there's a get without any adim. So because of that, we're gozer even when we know that he didn't say kulchem.
And this is all with the intention of cooling off the Kohen. You guys!
Mm-hmm. Look what they do to keep us within the fold.
Uh-huh. It's because you come apart at the seams too quickly.
So. We might as well just close our gemaras and listen. That's another way to cool them down. Fine. Get kereach hakol mashlimim alav. So I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva saying it has the only psula is a korov. What's wrong if it's an eved? Eved, my time alone. So because what we're afraid that people will say that an eved is kosher leidut. So you say the same thing about a korov? Korov namiyatulamim a kosher leidut. Ella eved, no, eved is different. Eved is because I know time. The Dilma Atula Sukilu Hasin. So maybe they will say, oh, look at this. Besdin accepted this guy to sign. Obviously, he's someone that is kosher and they won't realize he's an Evet. So then, why not Gazlan? You said only a Korov was Roy to give testimony elsewhere. And if he's a Gazlan and he's not Roy for testimony elsewhere, so what they're going to say? So you see that he's a Bar Yuchas, and he is. So he is a Bar Yuchasin. So why isn't he kosher? And why did Rabbi Akiva say, Alama Tzanan Rabbi Akiva Armei Mashlimen Olav Elekrovim Haru'uyim La'id B'makom Acher, which means that their only psul is that they're korov, but not that they're a gazlan. Korovim, but a gazlan will not be accepted. So there's got to be another reason. Okay, the other reason is that an Eved is because we're Chayshish, that even though they know he was an Eved, but when they see that he was then signed on a contract, so they'll assume that Shichrure Shachare. And if that's the case, Gazlan, they could also say, this guy, you're kidding, this guy is signed on a contract, biggest gun in town. He must have done tshuva. But he didn't do tshuva. So Nami Otolamimar, Tshuva Avad. What are you going to say about a Korov? He must have turned himself into not a Korov. You know, you wish you could do that, but it don't work so easily. So like they say, you can't choose your relatives. So Korov Ma'ikala Meimar. Korov Kuleyama Yadi to Korov, and it's not going to change. So Memele, says Rabbi Akiva, I don't need to worry about it. Om Rabbi Zeir, Om Rabba Bar She'ilta, Om Rabbu Memnuna Saba, Om Ravada Bar Ava. A get kereach that had, let's say, seven folds, and you only had 6 8, or six folds, shisha, and you only had 5 8, or five folds, and you only had 4 8, or fourfold, and you only had three Adin. That and only there, up to that point, do we have the Machloket of Ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. But in a case, if you take it down one level down, so that it has three folds, and it only has two signatures, everybody is moda that the third one cannot be a posel. He can be kosher, or he can be a korov, like Rabbi Akiva said, because our ikar psak of a get mikushar is that we're mechayev you to have at least three witnesses. And again, the only reason for needing those three witnesses, even though two witnesses ought to be fine, let the same guy sign the next one. No, because we want you to have trouble. We're going to have to get together three witnesses. So it'll be much more difficult than getting together two witnesses. It's another slowdown effect.
Capital T in that
rhymes
with G, and that stands for
get. Sorry. Omar le Rabbi Zera, le Rabba Barsha Ilta. So then, and I don't understand. So then that means that three Adim in a get Mikushar are the equivalent of two Adim in a get Pashut, right? So then I don't understand. So if you can't use a Korov in a get Pashut, then what's the difference? Why are you able to use a Korov in a get Mikushar? Mahatam Korov lo, Afachanami Korov lo. Oh, Marley, I got to tell you, when I heard this from Rabbi Amnuna, I was scratching my head too. What the heck is this supposed to mean? So after the Dikashali, so I asked Rav Amnuna, and Rav Amnuna told me, you know, I got to tell you that when I heard this from Rav Ada Bar Ava, I was scratching my head too. So he went and asked Rav Ada Bar Ava. So he went and asked Rav Ada Bar Ava, and Rav Ada Bar Ava said, "Look, you're right, but the point is that Hanach l'shlosha b'mekushar to love the Araita." Since the Edom are not the Oraita, so to distinguish the Halacha, but to avoid any further complications of people being Mala, Leyuchasin, or thinking that somebody did Teshuvah, and so on, but to distinguish that Lamaisa, the get would have been Kosher with two, so they were Metakein, only to have three signatures, one of them could be a Kar.
What's not USB?
The din of three. Tanya Nami, Hachi. Get kereach if kisharav shiva veidav shisha shisha veidav chamisha chamisha veidav arba'a arba'a veidav shlosha. Only at kan machloket ben Anas Rabbi Akiva. He shlima lav eved. Ben Anas says, so what? It's all kosher. So vlad kasher was a kosher get. Rabbi Akiva says, no. In this case, the get is posel and avlad mamzer. Aval kisharav shlosha veidav shnayim. Over there, everybody, even Ben Nanas would be made a mashlimim alav el korov, because the third is be ikar atakona. You can't have less than three. So, as we saw, you could have more than two lines written in a fold, you know, as long as it's completely folded over. But there's a minimum of three that you have to have. So the more the merrier, the more he has time to cool off. Okay. Rav Yosef Matne, Rav Yosef said, change that word, not to Ein Mashlimim Alav Korov, but rather Ein Mashlimim Alav Ela Kasher, and that the third has to be totally kosher. What do you mean? But it says Korov. Omer of Papa, well, obviously, you'd have to be Tani Kasher. I mean, he's learning that the correct years in the bright is Kasher. Omer of Yochanan Lo Huchsherubo, there's another point. And that is, I don't care how many of these folds you've got. You can have as many Adim as you want. But when we say Mashlim and Alav Kasher, it means one. Mashlim Alav Karov, one Karov. No more than that. So, in Lo'ul Shubo El Eid Echad Karov Bilvat. But you cannot have two. Why not? Because suppose this get comes into Beit Din, and they not need to be Mekayim the get. So they're Mekayim the signatures. They may end up utilizing any three signatures. They can't find every signature, but they don't need every signature. Because the other ones were just slowdown signatures. But if we allow them to choose any three signatures, so then they may take two Krovim and be Mekayim the get on the basis of non-Aiden. So therefore, we can only allow a maximum of one Karov. Now, That implies trelo demati lekim etrei bekrovim v'chad kosher. Amar Rav Ashi, the truth is, you could see this clearly from that whole brayta that goes through this ridiculous 7-6, 6-5. What are we doing that for? Because that's exactly the point. It keeps going from one down, right? It keeps taking off one aid from the Ksharim. 7 and 6. You know? 5 and 4. I understand. And what about if there's 2 missing? Why don't you say 5 and 3? You know, because then you still have your 3. What would be wrong with that? There's got to be something wrong. So it must mean that what's wrong is exactly your concern. That if you're going to say 3, you could be mashlim. Then that would mean you'd have 2 krovim that would be signed on the get. But then Besdin doesn't know which one are krovim. And because of that, they may end up being makshu without edim at all. So they'll have 2 krovim. But what that teaches us is a very important thing. So Shema Amar Abaya, you know what? From this you see that there is no place where the krov has to sign. In other words, we don't care on which fold he signed. Because if we did care on which fold he signed, then we could easily avoid this thing. We could make certain that that place is known to be the place of the signature of Krovim, right? So then if that's the case, we'd be able to avoid all of these problems. Sure, Shema Amin, a high Krov Chatim, wherever he wants. He could sign on the first fold, on the middle fold, and the last fold. Bein betchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sof. Mimai, why do I say that? Because mirolo kavale makom. It doesn't say that there's a place, correct? And which further implies, since it doesn't say, it must mean that mikol tlata mekaimina, v'lo be'inan ritzufim. Since there's no kviyat makom, so that would mean that any time that you have a get mekushar, or for any type of contract, which was also useful for the same way that a notary is useful, you know, so you've got a contract mekushar also, that the idea is you could utilize any 3, and you don't require a din of rotsuf. Because I'll tell you, if you would require for the Besdin to have 3 signatures in a row, then you would never have a problem of krovim. Because all you would need to do is say that there needs to be before and after each korov a kosher signature. So that way, even if you would have kosher, korov, kosher, kosher, korov, kosher, and so on, any 3 would include 2 kosher edim. But it must be that you could choose anything you want. So that Beza doesn't have to have any of the 3 in a row. It could be have a particular, you know, choice. We happen to have people around that recognize signature A and signature D and signature G. You know, that's also good. Because if you did need Ritzufi, then what we should have done is be Kovei al HaMakom, right? And then if that would be the case, we could be Kovei al HaMakom either at the beginning, or in the middle, or at the end, and that way we could make certain that you would never have 2 Krovim within 3 signatures. And then we would be able to have lots of extra people that didn't have to be Edim Kisherim. So why wouldn't we want to do that? Clearly, because we're not interested in being Machmer, that the Besdin would have to be Mekayim Dafka with 3 in a row. We want to make it accessible to anybody who can identify a signature. So therefore it must be Nisak, that would be Inner Ritzuf. Let's say, Mitzada, then you would need Ritzuf. So then we should have been Koveya Mokam, either Bitchil Bemtsev Esov, and then you could have lots of Potsala Aiden on here, would be no problem, because we would never come to a Chashad of being Mekayim again on the basis of 2 Krovim. So it shouldn't be a problem. Ki Otu Lekami de Ravami. Ravami did not hold that you have to be Chayish. He had like bananas. And he said, okay, well, we could give the get, but we're going to need another guy. Bring in somebody, I don't care, bring in Evid from the Shuk, he's also fine. And therefore, he was clearly telling you that he held that the halacha was like ben nanas. Hadran halach hazorek.
Bli neder fantan eilik perek.
Hamegare shetishto. Ve'u amar la reyat muter tochol adam. But not to him. What's the din of such a get? To be seen tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Katav legareshet ishto v'nim lach, Beit Shammai omrim potzla minaku nao Beit Hillel omrim, af al pi shenatano la al tnai, v'lo nasa al tnai o potzla minaku nao. It's a big deal. Sholach rev, if Yosef reid remenash mitvila shmo, ilam deno rabbeinu. We got this case where Yatzel of Kol, ish ploni koin katav get lishto, and here she is, Yoshevet Tachtav Mishamashto. Mao. Sholach le teitse, but not yet. I still need to investigate. Adavar tzarir bedika. So, Mai, what does he need to investigate? He lema that Shmuel wasn't sure. Mevatlinan kalau lo mevatlinan. Vonarda atrid Shmueli. And the minug every day in Arda was that they would not be mevatl kala. Ela, he needed to investigate whether in that place where the rumor was, they will refer to the netina of a get as the ktiva of the get. I mean, and if they did, does that mean that they don't call ktiva ktiva? I mean, ktiva gufa also, milo karle ktiva. True, but the point is that ima galya milta, the karle netina ktiva, then we have to worry, Dilma Natan Karmri, especially in light of the scandalous nature, which would be a little hilarious if they meant only Ketiva, and therefore Teitse. Teitse? Om Ravashi Kokala Dabata Nisun Lochashinale. No. Teitse means Teitse Nami Teitse Misheni. But you have another problem then. Because then, Atamotzi Lazal Banav Shal Arishon. Yeah, but kiven de mishenu de mafkinela mirishon lo mafkinela. So people will assume that indeed he only wrote the get, and somuch lamitai gave the get, and that's why the bezdin only acted on this get when another kohen wanted to marry her. Omer rabba chanam rabbi yochanan b'shum rabbi yehuda bar iloi borei shalok dorot arishonim dorot acharonim dorot arishonim. I'm referring to Beit Shammai. Tremendous chumrah of Yuchasim. Dorot Achronim. Look at Rabbi Dosa. The Tanya Shvuya, a bat kohen, is okelet b'truma. Divir Rabbi Dosa. Omar Rabbi Dosa, what's the big deal? V'chima sala aravize, v'bnei shimiechla ben dadea, paslam en akuna. I mean, can you imagine a further way of looking at things that are kosher to Yichus than Rabbi Dosa and Beit Shammai? In their desire for mitzvot, the dorot arishonim machnisim peroteim derech traksimon, kedele chayvan b'maaser, right away, even b'achilat aray, dorot acharonim machnisim peroteim derech kagod, derech kafefod, kedele potron b'namaiser. The Omar Rabbi Yana Yana Tevel Mitchayev B'maaser Achira Epnei Habayit Shnei Mabiyarti HaKadosh Min Habayit. Rabbi Yochanan said it won't help you because Afilu Chatzer Kovad Shnei Mevachlu B'Sha'arecha V'Saveyu HaMegareshet Ishto V'Lana Imo B'Pundaki Beit Shammai Omri Mina Tzricha Mena Get Sheni U'Beit Hillel Omri Tzricha Mena Get Sheni Eimotai B'Zman Shenit Garsha Mena Nesu'in. But even Beit Hillel or Modim, Beshenit Garsham in Erosin, that there's no chashash that he was Rimakadish or Bibia, Shein Tzrichamena Getchenim, Bibne Shein Libo Gasba. Omar Abba Barbachan and Rav Yochanan, the whole machlok is only where we know for a fact that Ru'ua Shinibala, Examai Savri, Adam, Osebi Lato, Bilatznu, Beit Hillel Savri, Ein Adam Osebi Lato, Bilatznu. Abba Lora, Ru'ua Shinibala, even Beit Hillel is not chashash. But the Mishnah doesn't support that. It's not. Why? Because ain libo gaspa. Well, I can tell you that it doesn't matter how hard it was for him to be able to get himself to do this, you know. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't go according to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer ki haitam, the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, non nechleku Beit Shammai o Beit Hillel al shalora ua shenivala. Of course, in a tzricha emena get sheni. Amar nechleku al shalora ua shenivala. She Beit Shammai omrim adam ose bilato bilatznut, u Beit Hillel omrim ein adam ose bilato bilatznut. Umatnitin. where we said it's got to be talking about Shalora Washinivala. According to that, what are they arguing in? Because it's Ike de Yichud. It's just as Leke de Bia. So Bechamai Savre, Lo Amrinan Heine de Yichud, Vein Heine de Bia. Ubetil Savre Amrinan Heine de Yichud, Vein Heine de Bia. In which case, we're motivated to Garshim and Erison, She'ina Tzrichai Menachet Sheni, because Kivan Den Libo Garspa, for sure Lo Amrinan Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. Wait, did Rabbi Yochanan say that? It's not like the Mishnah? Mishnah. And as we showed from the Mishnah, from the line about Mina Eris and Enli Bogaspa, we've proven Ukimilmat, this has got to be talking about Bishaloro Uashinivala. True indeed. But it's Amuroi Ninu, Valiba de Rabbi Yochanan. Get kereach, by the way, if you see you're missing a signature before handing it over, you can get a new signature. Rabbi Akiva Omer, on mashlimim alav lekrovim haruuyim la'id b'makom acher, ve'ezeu get kereach kol shekisharav l'rubin mi'idav. My time of the get kereach. Teitze, now is it my time to get kereach? Gezera mishum kulchem. Get kereach ha kol mashlimim alav. So why does Rabbi Akiva say only karov? What's the difference between an eved, let's say, or a gazlan and a karov? So Rabbi Akiva, eved my time alav. Da'atu l'meimar kasher le'edut. So karov nami atu l'meimar kasher le'edut. No, so obviously that's not the point of the Eved. The Eved is in a time that they will assume that he's not an Eved. And Dilmati lasuke l'yuchasin. Okay, so what would be wrong with a gazlan? A gazlan is a bar yuchasin. Lit kasher. Why then, alamatnan, the Rabbi Akiva Amr, ein mashlimim alav, ela krovim aruyim l'makom acher, which means only krovim, but not a gazlan. If the problem is yichus, who cares about a gazlan? Okay, change my mind. Eved Haina Taima is because people will assume Shechrure Shachrure. And if you allow a Gazlan to sign, people will assume that Lamatula Meimar, that Shuva Avad. But a Karov, what are they going to say? Either he is or he isn't. And Kuleyama Yadi the Karovu. Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rabba Bar She'iltam, Rabba Guna Saba, Omar Vada Bar Ava, Get Kereach, Kisharav Shiva, Vedav Shisha, or Shisha, Vedav Chamisha, or Chamisha, Vedav Arba'a, or Arba'a, Vedav Shlosha. There, and only up to that point, do we have the Machlokas, Bananas, and Rabbi Akiva. Aval Kisharav Shlosha, Vedav Shnaim, even Benanas is mother that Divrei Hakol ain't mashlimim alav ela karov. Omar le Rabbi Zeir le Rabba Bar Shilta. I don't understand. I mean, isn't Shlosha b'mekusha the full equivalent of kishnayim b'poshet? So just like the shnayim, you can't use a karov. So afach nami karov lo. Omar le afle didi kasheli v'shilta le Rav Amnuna, and Rav Amnuna didn't know. So Rav Amnuna went and he asked Rav Ada Bar Ava. And Omale Hanakli Shlosha b'mekusha the lavdi oraita tani nami achi get kereach kisharav shiva veidav shisha shisha veidav chamisha chamisha veidav arba'a arba'a veidav shlosha kan machloket ben Anas Rabbi Akiva hishlim alav eved ben Anas omer vlad kosher Rabbi Akiva omer vlad mamzer aval kisharav shlosha veidav shnayim divrei hakol ein mashlimim alav ela karov. Rav Yosef Masi, not Ela Karov, Ela Kasher, Tanya Karov. I'm Rav Papa. Well, I mean, obviously, I'll be Rav Yosef Tani, Kasher. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Sharubo, in an entire, no matter how many other aidim there are, you can only utilize one aid who's a Karov. Avotrei Lo. Why? Because Dilmati Lekume, Betray Krovim, Vachat Kasher. Omer Rav Ashi, yep, you could see that actually in the Lashon of the Braita, Hadita Namideita. Because we're going along here being medalik chad chad. I mean, you could easily have pointed out that if you're seven and you only have five, I mean, why did you have to go dafka to six and then specify in five to four where it's obvious that there was room to say something else? So you see from there, medalik v'toni chad chad, shma mina. Omer Rabbi, furthermore, From here we see that Shema Amina, a Korov can be Chatim wherever he wants. Iboi, Ben Betchila, Ben Beemtza, Ben Besof. Why? Because otherwise we should be Kovel HaMakom. Here, the Shema Amina, furthermore, that you can pick and choose any three out of whatever number of Edom you have to do Kiyum. V'lo Be'in Ritzufim, because Isak Tachl Be'in Ritzufim, then you got to be crazy not to have been Kovel HaMakom. Because that way we would have made things much easier. So Likvalei Mokam Laikor of Betchila, Obe Emsa, Obe Sof, and that way you could have a lot of extra Edom. Liksha Beituva, Kiyota Lekami Dervami Amaru, Seiv Ashlim Alav Eved Ben Ashuk, and that would be fine. Adran Halach Hazorek.